Hello, it's Tuesday, February the 23rd, and we are looking at the very last of the 15 ascent psalms, Psalm 134. Way back at the very beginning in Psalm 120, the worshipper was far away from Jerusalem. One location has him in Arabia, and another reference has him on the edge of the Black Sea. So he was a long way away from Jerusalem. But here in Psalm 134, he is actually in the temple. And he's observing what we think. By the way, the first verse of Psalm 134 is often used as a call to worship. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. And what you immediately see in this very short three-verse psalm is that it's antiphonal. That verses 1 and 2 is one person, and verse 3 is another responsive person responding to verses 1 and 2. And it's tempting to think, and there's some evidence to suggest, that in temple worship, the Levitical choirs, and we read in the Old Testament that the Levitical choirs were to be in attendance in the temple day and night. Different choirs, and there would be, you know, they probably did six-hour shifts or something. But I think here in Psalm 134, you're observing that moment when the day shift is giving way to the night shift. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's in the morning and the night shift is giving way to the day shift. Because there's a reference here, those who stand by night in the house of the Lord. And it's as though the new set of Levitical choristers are blessing the ones who are going off duty. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. There was a lot of singing in the temple. And of course they were singing psalms and perhaps other songs too. Songs of Moses, for example. And it was a place where worship was given to Almighty God. So Psalm 134 is a call to worship. And in our setting, a sort of awareness in public gathered worship that there are others around you who are joining in with you in the worship of Almighty God. It's what we've missed most, I think, in this crazy season that we've been passing through. And some have missed it considerably more than others who were able to return a lot sooner. And I can't wait to sing Psalm 134 at some point. Psalm 133 about unity, Psalm 134 about collective gathered worship in the presence of God. Well, that's Psalm 134 and the conclusion to the Ascent Psalms. Tomorrow on Thursday we'll look at Psalms 135 and 136, very similar Psalms and much longer Psalms. But have a wonderful day.